You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has destroyed nearly half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure and that Ukraine can no longer export electricity to Europe.
Unfortunately, due to the missile strikes and kamikaze drone strikes by the Russian Federation on our energy system, about 40% of which has been destroyed with these acts of aggression by the Russian Federation, we have suspended this process. But I am sure that we will restore everything, and in a calmer time, when the situation in our energy system is stabilized, we will continue exporting electricity to Europe.
Russia's Defense Ministry Chief Spokesman Igor Konashenkov confirms that a massive strike had taken out Ukraine's energy and communication systems.
As a result of a massive strike with high-precision, long-range air and sea-based weapons performed on October 31st this year on the objects of control systems, communications and energy of Ukraine, the control of the Ukrainian military units and their logistics support was significantly disrupted. Transportation of reserves and material to combat areas by rail is significantly hampered. In addition, production at the enterprises of the Ukrainian military industrial complex was disrupted.
The European Union is now exploring ways to urgently expedite help for Ukraine's energy sector. EU Energy Commissioner Kadri Simson met with Mr. Zelensky in Kyiv.
Russia has been specifically targeting Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Clearly, a tactic to increase human suffering as the winter is approaching. I had the opportunity to discuss this situation also with President Zelensky earlier today. Russia's behavior is cruel and inhumane, but not surprising. We have seen Russia disregarding international law and moral norms, not only since the beginning of war, but already before.
Russian attacks left many Ukrainians without water or electricity, and rolling power cuts have been introduced to save energy while engineers carry out repairs. The EU Energy Commissioner is urging foreign companies to prioritize the transfer of energy equipment to Ukraine.
After cascades of missile attacks, the need for spare parts is so big that there is no storage available to deliver them on spot. But we do have companies who do have bits and pieces of for their own consumption, and now this logistics that we are offering to support you is also dedicated to the outreach of these companies who do have some for their own need.
Ms. Simpson adds that the attacks are clearly a tactic to increase human suffering, and additional help would have to come from EU institutions, member states, international partners, and private donors. United States spokesman Ned Price says Russia is causing more human suffering.
Russia has launched nearly 100 missiles attacking Ukraine's water and energy supplies. With temperatures dropping, these Russian attacks aimed at exacerbating human suffering are particularly heinous.
Mr. Price says the U.S. will not just stand back and watch.
As Ukraine works to restore water and power to its citizens, the United States remains committed to the victory of a sovereign and independent Ukraine, and we are working to deliver air defense systems so Ukraine can continue to repel these attacks.
Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, says concrete steps need to be taken to ensure Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia would receive grain and other food from the Black Sea region during Russia's war in Ukraine.
As agreed, concrete steps are needed to remove the obstacles against exporting Russian grains and fertilizer. The whole world, particularly underdeveloped and developing countries, need these products from both countries.
On Sunday, Russia suspended its cooperation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, causing concerns of a global food shortage after its Black Sea fleet was attacked by drones. Russia claims Ukraine is behind the attack, but Kyiv denies it. A top risk analyst in the UK suggests that the risks for civilian vessels has increased since Russia suspended its involvement in the grain initiative. Munro Anderson is the head of intelligence at Dryad Global Maritime Risk Intelligence.
The risks, as it were, are potentially increased, and that is because the kind of collective security framework of the deal was brought about by the participation of all four states, well, three states, including the UN. Now that is no longer the case, the main risk is things like miscalculation, and potentially also those residual risks that were in place before, whilst the deal was there already.
He explains what Russia's main concern is.
Russia's primary concern is that vessels inbound would go unchecked and maybe susceptible to be used for weapons smuggling. That is why Russia have said already that they're going to conduct their own inspections of vessels inbound Ukrainian waters, even those that have gone through inspections at Istanbul.
Mr. Anderson downplayed fears that after suspending its involvement in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, Russia could begin carrying out attacks on ships.
Russia is unlikely to mount any overt action against any vessels operating within the parameters of the original deal. Although it is not currently participating in that deal, it is still signatory to it. Okay, Russia's interests are not going to be served in any way, shape, or form by attacking vessels and crews from the international community.
Despite the increase in risk, ships loaded with grain did depart Ukraine on Tuesday. The UN says three ships carrying nearly 85,000 metric tons of corn, wheat, and sunflower meal left through the humanitarian sea corridor set up in July. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.